A man who's been there, done that, Paul Gayard, America's Cup legend. Paul Gayard's back with us from Bermuda. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you enjoy the regatta?
Well, to be honest with you, I was hoping it was going to be a little more competitive. I'm sure everybody down there in New Zealand enjoyed it being as one-sided as it was. But for all of us spectators, I think we would have liked to see a bit more fight out of the Americas.
What do you put that down to? Is that just the technology and the boat speed, or is it the quality of the crew as well?
Well, it's both for sure. But yeah, they did a great job on the engineering and especially good work with the foils. And, that's one part of it. I think the boat, on the average, there were some stats put up that it was averaging a knot faster all the way around throughout the 8 or 9 races. And, but you just got to say that there's been another quantum shift in the talent in the sport, and Burling and all his 20-somethings that's the new standard. When I started doing the Cup in 83, if you weren't over 40 years old, you didn't get anywhere near being tactician or skipper.
Is it still sailing as far, or is it more computer games?
No. There's a lot of sailing going on there. The computer or the Game Boy that Ashby uses is a tool, but his talent, Ashby is probably the best multi-hull sailor. He's the one who taught Jimmy Spithill how to sail multi-hulls 7 years ago. So, and Burling is a talent, a phenomenal talent. He's a MOF world champion. He's obviously a gold medalist and silver medalist in the 49er. So, no, there's a lot of sailing going on.
Talk to me about Burling, because, of course, he's our hero now, and he won the gold medal in Rio, as you mentioned. But that start thing, his ability to learn, when he turned up in Bermuda, starting was a problem because he's not a match racer. He learnt and he burnt the best in the most spectacular way. That shows real talent, doesn't it?
Yeah, it shows. Like he said in one of the press conferences, he thinks the advantage of being young is that you're able to absorb things, your mind is open, and of course, what you need when you're that young is a certain level of maturity also, and he has that. So, I've seen a lot of athletes in a lot of different sports, and he's just got that perfect blend of talent, and he's at ease. He doesn't wind himself up, and he's able to sail loose, but very competently. And it's just a sweet spot that every athlete tries to find, whether you're a basketball player or a sailor.
Exactly. It's an interesting temperament he's got. Is that God-given or you learn that?
I think it's kind of God-given, Mike. I think it's in your DNA. And I know myself, when I was his age, I was in America, we call gripping the bat too hard. Maybe they say that in cricket. I don't know. But, you're good. I got third in the Star World Championship 3 times when I was 24, 25. And I had to wait till I was 28 to actually just ease that grip just a hair and sail loose and win that world championship. So it happens to athletes at different ages, I guess, but Burling obviously got it quite young and he's got a lot of gold and silver and now an America's Cup.
What would you like to see? Of course, the magic of the America's Cup is when you get it, you get to write the rules. What would you like to see happen to it as far as the next contest is concerned?
I'm not going to say monohull, multi-hull. I just, it would be great if we could, I think there are a lot of good things from this cup. Hopefully Dalton and the guys will take the good of this and build on that. And whether that's a monohull, multi-hull, doesn't really matter. Hopefully there'll be a few more teams. I think 6 teams was the minimum, and it'd be great if we can get it back up towards 8 and 10 countries. I think that would give it quite a international flavor.
Well, let's see what happens. Appreciate your time as always, Paul. Paul Gayard, one of the legends of the America's Cup. Stars and Stripes, of course, and Il Moro. He was on that particular campaign as well out of Bermuda this morning.